This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Sasha Pfeiffer, in for Anthony Brooks. Anti-nuclear power activists are celebrating today's announcement that Vermont Yankee will close beginning next year.
But despite a legal battle with the state and nearly constant protests since the plant opened in 1972, the plant's owner, Entergy, says the activists don't get all the credit. Costly regulations and an aging facility played a part in the decision. Bill Mohl is senior executive at Entergy.
Natural gas has undergone a transformational shift in supply due to shale gas. And so that's resulted in sustainable low natural gas prices and also carries over to low wholesale energy prices.
Joining me now to talk about what the plant's closure means for New England is Vermont Governor Peter Shumlin. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Hey, it's great to be with you.
And Governor, you are a prominent opponent of the plant. You have been for years. How did you feel when you got this news?
Well, Entergy's making the right decision for Vermont, for the right decision for Massachusetts and New Hampshire and the region. You know, that plant is old and tired, and I've believed for a long time that it should have been retired on schedule in 2012. That's when it was designed to be shut down. So they've made the right decision. I applaud the new leadership of Entergy for facing the music on this one, and now our job is to work together with Governor Patrick, Governor Maggie Hassan of New Hampshire to help the 650 employees find great employment in our region, and then we can move forward.
Exactly. As you said, 630 people who potentially could be out of jobs. I mean, there will be a gradual shutting down process. But these are people who don't just live in Vermont. They also commute there from Massachusetts. What do you ultimately see the impact of this being? I mean, 630 people out of work?
Well, I had a very good conversation today with Governor Patrick and Governor Hassan, and we're going to work together to ensure that we have until a year from October, and we're going to work together with Entergy to ensure that we have our rapid response teams in there later this week to start working together with those employees to find them good employment. Let's remember that this plant was originally designed and licensed to be shut down in 2012. So, you know, this is obviously very tough for the families, for those that are losing the jobs. But I'm sure that those employees went in with their eyes wide open, understanding that the future was precarious and that now our job is to help them find a great future right in this region. You know, this is good news for Massachusetts. Obviously, Western Mass, you know, as you know, the plant is only about 4 miles from the Massachusetts line.
Right.
It's old, it's tired, it was time.
Virtually from the day the plant opened, it's been the target of protests and lawsuits and legislation. As you said, concerns about safety and age. There was a cooling tower collapse in 2007. There's been some groundwater contamination. But as we heard from that Entergy executive, it's the changing energy market that ultimately undid the plant. So what does it tell you that it was market forces and not activism that really became the death knell in the end?
Well, you know, the market forces are obviously what motivates Entergy, and you can't blame them. I mean, if you look at what natural gas prices have done and the new technology to the assumptions that were made just a few years ago. I mean, let's not forget that this country, in my view, has been irrationally exuberant about the potential for these aging plants that were designed with, you know, 1950s and 60s engineering to sort of run forever, and we act as if they can do that. Now, all you have to do is look at what happened in Japan to see that that's faulty thinking. But it is, in fact, economics that's driving this decision. And, you know, I don't think there's a time to look backward. There's a time to look forward. And our job now is to do two things. Help those employees get great employment, number one. And number two, hold Entergy's feet to the fire in terms of decommissioning the plant right away so that we can use that for other renewable energy sources in the future, because the transmission is all in place. It's an economic engine, a jobs creator, and we want to continue to have jobs in that region of the state.
That decommissioning process is overseen by the federal government, but will the state of Vermont have any say in how it goes along, and will the state have to shoulder part of the cost?
We will not be shouldering the cost, in my judgment, because that was a promise that the owners made when they built it, that they would have money in decommissioning fund to take it away. For a long time, I've been concerned about the fact that I think those funds are not adequate. They have about $580 million in the fund right now. Some estimate it could cost up to $1 billion to take it away. But again, Governor Patrick understands, as does Governor Hassan and our congressional delegations in Massachusetts, New Hampshire, and Vermont, that it's the company owner's responsibility to return it to a greenfield as they promised to do 40 years ago, and we're going to hold their feet to the fire on that.
So you do feel like you'll be able to have a strong say and a strong role in this ongoing process of decommissioning?
Absolutely, and this is really a tri-state effort, and we're going to work very, very closely with both Entergy, but with the NRC, with the folks in Congress. You know, we have to be able to prove that we can deliver on the promise that was made when the plant was built to return it to productive use again so that we can have a jobs creator in that region of the state.
So although the original intention was to return the site to a greenfield when the plant was decommissioned, we spoke here at WBUR with the Nuclear Regulatory Commission this morning, and they told us that spent nuclear fuel will have to remain on site indefinitely because there's no other storehouse for it. Does that concern you?
It certainly does, and I want to say in fairness to Entergy, it concerns them too. I mean, the deal that the federal government made when this plant and others like it were built was that the feds would have a federal repository, a safer place to keep this very high-level nuclear waste. Now, we all know that was a pretty faulty gamble, but we do need to hold the federal government accountable for their promise, and God knows there's better places to store high-level nuclear waste than on the banks of the Connecticut River in, you know, between Vermont and New Hampshire. No one would advocate that that's a smart place to keep it for very long.
And Governor Shumlin, although eventually the plant will be closing, in some sense this will not be over because we understand that the numerous legal challenges that the state has brought will continue, in part because you would like to have a legal precedent to have these resolved. So this will go on in the courts even if the plant closes, is that right?
Well, no, that's yet to be determined. I had a very good conversation with the new CEO at Entergy Louisiana, and, you know, we would like to move now to the phase of finding the hardworking employees their great jobs and decommissioning it as quickly as we can. And, you know, my view is that although we had a strong disagreement with Entergy about when to close the plant, I wanted it closed last March, a year ago in March. They didn't. That's now behind us. It's being closed, and I think that we can work much more collaboratively together without, I'm calling this the Lawyer Unemployment Act, without the help of these high-priced lawyers, we should be able to sort this one out. We have the same interest, which is to get the plant cleaned up, return to a greenfield, and get the employees who are going to lose their jobs some other good employment.
Peter Shumlin is the governor of Vermont, and he has been a longtime opponent of the Vermont Yankee nuclear plant. Governor, thanks for talking with us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, stay with us because tomorrow is the 50th anniversary of the historic 1963 March on Washington. 4,000 New Englanders went. We'll talk with some of them about race then and now. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. This is Radio Boston.